Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our Bible prophecy update titled The Gathering Anti-Israel Storm. This is part two of two.
Like a KKK. This list doesn't mean they're equals. It just means these are the groups who are anti-Israel and anti-Semitic in there. And a lot of them deny it. A lot of the Roman Catholic conservatives would deny it. But you will find exceptions to that. You'll find exceptions to the Roman Catholic thing. But by and large, they've been the great anti-Semites. And most Protestants, and I'll tell you, most of them are following Luther's example. You can go out online and free of charge, get a PDF copy of Martin Luther's rant, or whatever you want to call it, called Against the Jews. Just put in Martin Luther, Against the Jews. And he called for them to be run out of Germany, that they should burn all their synagogues and burn their books. And if they won't leave, beat them, starve them out, and everything. He reached a point where he was as... The only thing he didn't call for were concentration camps. And again, your Christian history books don't tell you a lot of this stuff, but it's historically factual. And then, as I said in the previous screen, the non-dispensational Baptists and Pentecostal and Charismatics, and you'll hear them say, oh, no, we're not. Just hang around. I remember R.C. Sproul, who just died not too long ago. Ligonier Ministries. And I had a run-in with them when I was very new, and I was just a babe in Christ. They told me I wasn't saved because I wasn't Calvinist. And one of the other things they sent me was about, you know, it was basically against Israel. Well, then a few years later, under D. James Kennedy's seminary, Knox Theological Seminary, they put out a paper denouncing the Christian right and denouncing the George W. Bush policies of supporting Israel. And they criticized Christians for trying to influence our government by teaching that Israel is still God's chosen people and that they should have their land. It's all out there. And so that's a sample of the right, Jew haters of the right. Now look at John 16, something very interesting. Because a lot of these people are religious. And by the way, there's guys out there like this. Some of you may have heard of Stephen Anderson. And, you know, he's got basically a cult he's building of his own. He's the leader of this cult. He's the man. He goes and, you know, appoints pastors to churches and takes them out when they go, they cross him and all that kind of thing. And he put out a movie called Marching to Zion, and it was, and we put out over an hour and 45 minutes of videos refuting it. But his video was anti-Israel. And now he put out another one here, I think it's out now, where he went to Israel. I saw clips. I haven't seen the whole movie, but in the clips, he's like buddying up to the Muslims and the Palestinians and talking about all these poor people and how Israel treats them so bad and all that. Yeah, he went up to Dearborn. Is it Dearborn? And he was handing out copies of his anti-Jewish videos to reach Muslims. You got to laugh at the nuts. So John 16, 1 through 3 says something very interesting. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you, the Jews, out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. And that's not the only place where what's interesting is that even a lot of the Jews to this point are still so left-wing. And there's Jews out there, and there's actually the far right as well. There's Orthodox groups who are anti-Israel. It's an amazing thing to behold. But the news media narrative is that Jew hate is a far right thing. So I started with the right because those groups are called far right. And it's true that a lot of them may have voted for Donald Trump. And so what's the news media do? They tell Donald Trump, Are you going to denounce David Duke and the KKK and all the white nationalists and white supremacist groups that are voting for you? They never went to Hillary and said, are you going to denounce the Black Lives Matter and the BDS anti-Israel movement and all the groups, the left-wing hate groups that are supporting you? Did you notice that? They didn't do that. They went to Trump to try to hurt his vote, and they didn't say a thing about Hillary's hate groups. It's a big fat lie. The far right does have a few small groups, but folks, let me tell you something. These are tiny numbers compared to the left and Islam. When you look at the groups on the left and the Islamic groups that hate the Jews and Israel, they don't even compare. Now this lady, Melissa Strzela, I think is how you pronounce her last name. She just put this on. I was reviewing my slides this afternoon, and Amberlynn had tagged me under this. And she makes this point, and I'm going to show you a couple of quotes from New York Times that support what she says. She says, it's crazy to me that there's clearly a global group out there pushing this far-right hysteria in every part of the world. Honestly, I'd only heard the term far-right being used in history books until President Trump ran for president. The propaganda is so apparent that I'm flabbergasted it's being believed, and the label is continually misused to the point that it has absolutely no meaning anymore. Not to mention, I've heard more about far-right extremists than I ever heard about ISIS. Why? It's disturbing, and I say amen. Just think about it. You're hearing more about far-right, these little far-right groups, than you hear about groups that took over countries and were establishing a global caliphate. They were beheading people, raping women. The Yazidi Christians in Iraq, they took their women by the thousands and raped them and turned them into sex slaves. The news media barely said anything. They came to America and were ignored. This is from the New York Times, where they say, police statistics attribute 89% of all anti-Semitic crimes to right-wing extremists, but Jewish community leaders dispute that statistic. So the police, by the way, I got to put a disclaimer, I support our police when they're good men. But the unions stink. Our police unions are corrupt. Our police unions, in many cases, are led by left-wing whack jobs. And that's why they try to paint it up that 89% of all the anti-Semitic crime was by right-wing extremists, because they are just lying liberals. Just like the NEA is destroying our public schools, a left-wing corrupt union. The same way the cops have unions that are corrupting the law enforcement community, put it that way. This is what it said. This was a fellow named Klein they were talking to, and he said, when it was unclear who the perpetrators were, they automatically classified them as right-wing extremists. Slightly more than half of Germany's Jewish respondents to the EU survey said they have directly experienced anti-Semitic harassment within the last 5 years, and of those, the plurality, 41%, perceived the perpetrator of the most serious incident to be some, quote, someone with a Muslim extremist view. And that's what we're going to look at in a minute. But I'm telling you, the left-wing extremists are not really extremists. They're just left-wing. And the Muslim extremists aren't really extremists. They're Muslim. And if you, I know there's two or three of you here who we've talked to just the last few weeks, have met Muslims who aren't wild and crazy. They're called apostates. If they were to move to Saudi Arabia or Iran or Morocco or someplace like that, they'd kill them or put them in prison. And sadly, a lot of them end up dead here in America, called honor killings. And the news media doesn't report on it. So the left, again, unsaved non-Jews, nearly all fall into this category. It's just one of these strange things that comes out to be spiritual. So you have a sample of left Jew haters. Of course, you've heard of Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter is racist. It is the equivalent of black separatism and black supremacy. Now, they do have some rich white kids who are self-hating whites who get involved in some of their violent things and all that. But that's the basics of Black Lives Matter is racism. You have a Congressman Rashida Tlaib, I just like to call her Taliban, and from Michigan, and I think she's from the Dearborn District. Then you have Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. Those are left-wing Jew haters. Then you have the entire pro-Palestinian wing of the Democratic Party. And so you have a lot of Democrats, and one of their main points, one of their main causes is pro-Palestina. Free Palestine, you know, that kind of thing. And then you have the BDS movement. It's called the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions Movement. And that's mostly left. Almost, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's exceptions, but it's almost all left. Left-wing, liberal, apostate churches like the Presbyterian Church USA, the Mainline Episcopal Church, the ELCA Lutheran Church, the so-called Christian Church, the Disciples of Christ, a large segment of the United Methodist Church in America, not in Africa, but in America. All those are apostate, and they're Jew haters, they're anti-Israel, and they're a part of the BDS movement.
And all of the universities?
Like that one? All the large state universities are filled with Jew hate. And anytime they have a non-liberal Jew, but even sometimes when they're a liberal Jew, they riot and they protest and they shut it down. This was from the Family Research Council website. Just a picture. I didn't want to get into all that. I can't read all these articles and everything, but they had an article about left-wing anti-Semitism. The greatest campus threat is ignored by the SPLC. The SPLC claims to be a monitor of hate groups. They're called the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are a hate group. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a left-wing hate group. They hate the God of the Bible. They hate the Bible. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate the followers of Jesus Christ. And they have Bible Believers Fellowship on their hate map because we preach against Sodom. They list us as a hate group. That's the SPLC. But they ignore all these campuses with this anti-Semitism throughout their campuses. And then Islam is the big one. Islam is the main source of Jew hate worldwide. And if you ever want to find somebody who is an ignoramus, as soon as someone looks at you and says they don't believe Islam is a hate cult, or if they deny that Islam is anti-Semitic, or they deny that Islam is well, put it this way, Muhammad was a pedophile who took a 9-year-old wife and consummated his marriage with her, some say before she was 12, some have said it was when she was 9. He took sex slaves. He took women just to use for sex. That's their prophet. Joseph Smith of the Mormons tried to copycat him. Study Mormonism, he just tried to be Muhammad. He even tried to start an army. He was a general. Did you know that? You know, Joseph Smith started an army and was a general of his own army. He wanted to become the western half of our continent, a Mormon country and all that. But anyway, back to Muhammad. He called for the destruction of all religions and all who are not Muslim to be forced to convert or die. And then he decided later on that he would allow you to pay a tax, jizya. You could pay a tax and not be killed. And it was basically you'd pay like half your income. So you'd be poor and you'd have no power politically because you don't have any money, but he'd let you live. Now this, I want to show you this in a second. This is a popular song over in Palestine. All the kids love it. You're going to love it. shows a Palestinian stabbing a Jew in the video. Watch for that. Lyrics. أبعدونا عن البلادون أبو وطن العابد ما تسينا وتشبرونا ولادو صرنا نضرب كلابي صرنا نضرب كلابي Kind of catchy, huh? The occupier is Israel. There's footage of the Hamas missile. There you go. Nice wholesome entertainment here. So that's what they're filling the teens and the young people's heads with to get them all pumped up. And most Islamic terror is against apostates and unbelievers at large, but it disproportionately is against Jews. And I'll show you this. This is from thereligionofpeace.com. This is just in the last month, and the month's not over. Tracking all terrorism worldwide, there was one terrorist attack by a right-wing, quote-unquote, or anti-Muslim. So there's one attack by people who are anti-Muslim, killed one person. Muslims, in the name of Islam, have, in 23 days, made 126 violent attacks and killed 621 people. Now, folks, the world you live in yawns at that. Cuckoo.
I think I read that the one that was not Muslim was a Hindu that was tired of
being... And that probably got more news coverage than the other 126 attacks combined. It's just amazing. I'm like, I'm living in this... It's like the Twilight Zone. 126 attacks killing 621 people, and our news media hasn't hardly mentioned it. Folks, if a Trump supporter was doing that, it would be nonstop coverage 24/7. You talk about canceling The Bachelorette, they'd cancel every program on TV. Every channel would become 24/7 news about the Trump supporters with 126 attacks killing 621 people. The world's going to end. We have to stop the Trump people. We have to stop the Trump people. Oh, it's Islam? Okay, sorry. Yeah. If it's Islam, we don't... That's in. I'm done. We don't need to talk about this. It's Islam. We don't need to talk about it.
You're a hater.
How does that work?
Yeah.
How does it work that if it was Trump's people even did one attack, if that bottom one was a Trump supporter who killed one person, you would have heard nothing but that for weeks. But Islam has 126 attacks with 621 dead people. TheReligionOfPeace.com. That's why I tell you, Islam is an enemy, but Donald Trump is right. The news media in America is the enemy of the people of this country. But it's not just the news media. It's because the news media is completely controlled by the cult of liberalism. Liberalism is the enemy of the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States. And it's liberals who are turning our churches into sodomite cesspools as well. Liberal, 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 political or religious. And I'm so sick of the mental retards in evangelicalism who stand in pulpits and say, conservative and liberal doesn't matter. You're an idiot. Liberalism is an anti-God cult. It does matter. Being a conservative doesn't mean you're saved, but at least you're not anti-God and anti-constitution. You still need to be born again or you're going to hell. But at least a conservative doesn't take everybody with him. The liberal takes the world to hell with him or her. It's amazing. It blows my mind. This was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just last month. How about Israel? Chop off the heads of the Jews. That was Philadelphia, Pennsylvania last month, an Islamic school. They're doing the same thing in Columbus, Ohio. They're doing the same thing in New York City. They're doing the same thing in Pittsburgh. They're doing the same thing in St. Louis. Every major city and a lot of the suburbs like Hilliard, they are taking the kids into Muslim schools and they are raising them to kill you. And that is happening in the United States of America, right here in this country. We, in our borders, have Muslims training to kill you and your children. And the liberal Democrats and progressive Republicans are the culprits. They're the ones making it happen. And it is setting the stage for a post-trib pogrom. If you're not familiar, that's not a typo, for once. Pogrom is basically whenever they do what Martin Luther wanted to do to the Jews in Germany in his day, but it also goes as far as genocide and killing them. After the rapture of these groups, all of these groups, will chase the Jews out of Israel and back. Out of the United States and back to Israel. That's what's going to happen after the rapture. You're gone, I'm gone, all Bible-believing Christians are gone. You're going to have a small, tiny remnant of people who love the Jews. And all these groups we talked about, right, left, and all these Muslims who are training to kill you and your children are going to first go after the Jews. Just like they did in Nazi Germany, and then after they get the Jews, they'll go after the gypsies, and then they'll go after the hippies, and then they'll go after everything, but eventually they'll get to you.
New York will lose 5 million people.
Yeah, New York, immediately 5 million Jews are going to go back to Israel when it gets hot. But they'll take their money and their stocks and they'll liquidate all their assets, and the United States will go into a Great Depression. That might be why we don't hear about the United States of America in Bible prophecy. I mean, if people find an eagle in there or something, they say it's the United States, but I think God would be a lot more clear if he was going to put them in there. But this was just this past week, they found this camp. It's a bunch of Muslims in Alabama training to kill you and kill your children. Your neighbors and your grandchildren, your nieces and your nephews, being trained on American soil. We don't need borders. We don't need border protection. We don't need controlled immigration. Just let them all in so they can kill us. It's just amazing. So that's it. I just wanted to show you the current events in light of Scripture and Scripture's comments on what's going on and how it's all sizing up. But I do want to say this in closing. I forgot to put the Peter Falk one more thing. But one more thing. We're not happy to see this growing anti-Jew tide. We don't like what we're seeing, by the way. I just want to say that. This wasn't a celebration. It was just information. It was just truth. But it is what it is. And Jesus is coming soon. That's for you and I. That's what we see all this stuff. Be ye also ready, and for such hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And Luke 21:28 says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And I underline that. When these things begin to come to pass, we're seeing the beginnings. We're not going to see the seals, the trumpets, and the vials. We're not going to see the confirmation of the covenant, but we can see these things starting to come to pass. So we should be ready. And so this message will go out, and next week we're going to have three services because there are going to be so many people sitting in pews excited about going to see Jesus. It's not going to happen because another sign of the end time is empty pews. Another sign that we're in the last days is apostasy. That's just another sign. Look up. And you want to see where the big crowds are at the churches and everything. It's not the little church with the, you know, little, ours isn't brick, but that looks a lot like ours if it was white, our church building. It's the rock concerts, you know, Christians going, yeah, rock for the rock, you know. That's where the crowds are. And the dude in skinny jeans, you know, he can talk to you on your level, you know. And I just want you to think about this. And they don't actually teach the Bible. It's all amateur psychology, you know, and all that. Yeah, that's where you get a crowd doing that. But not in the last days. If you're teaching the Bible, you're not going to have a crowd. Q&A, anybody? Charlie?
So in Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4 and 5, where it's talking about... And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, great red dragon having seven heads and seven horns. Verse 4. And he drew, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. Because that's talking about, like, immediately after that, it talks about something that isn't past. So why?
Yeah. Well, we went through this in our Revelation 12 study. I'm not sure if you were there or not, but we went through that. And it is because this isn't a chronological, exact chronological.
It's a vision.
Yes, it's a vision. And so there's times where it, in a vision, or, well, Revelation's, you know, basically a vision. And so that's why there's times where he'll be talking about something and then he'll back up. And he'll say something, then he gets back into the here and now. And so we went through that and discussed why this is past and present. But just a real quick point is that we know it's future because it hadn't happened yet. It says, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And when that happens, it's not a vision. Everybody on earth is going to see this. They're going to actually see these angelic beings on the earth just like they did before the flood. Now, of course, there's a lot of teachers and there's a couple of guys that I respect otherwise, and I, you know, but that for some reason, they will not accept what the Bible says about Genesis and the angel, the sons of God going into the daughters of men and having giants. Somehow they think that an unbeliever marrying a believer produces giants. And so I believe you're going to see the same thing here. I think you're going to see these stars of heaven are a reference to angels. And then in our, go back to our, if you're watching online or you're here, go back and watch our study on Revelation 12. We ran all the references to show why they're called stars and why we believe they're angels. And Job is one of the main references there. But... No. No.
During the gap, anything like that?
No. No, I don't find any evidence that this has anything to do with anything other than what's about to happen in Israel. And then it draws back to describe the woman and the child in the past, but it's about the future. Because when Revelation 12 was written, obviously it was after this had all happened. So it's talking about the future, but reaches back to the past to bring it all together. But again, Revelation 12 message online. I think there might have been more than one. It might have been two or three messages in Revelation 12. Johnny?
Yes,
great question, by the way.
Yeah. I remember there was a story out that Trump was about to, you know, like I think it was a month or so ago, where he was about to do something about Israel and the land.
Oh, we had a current events update. That's one area of great disagreement we have with the Trump administration. People just say this to boast a little bit. People have said, you just think Trump can do no wrong. I keep saying, when he does wrong, I'll say he's doing wrong.